Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, my name is Kerri-Anne Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 30th, 1951, on page 5 of the Barbados Advocate, was a small caption which read, "Strategist crew failed to go ashore." The apprehension felt by these seamen was as a result of the tragic death of Barbadian seaman Milton King in Cape Town, South Africa, a few months earlier, on March 4, 1951. The Strategist, a member of the Harrison Line fleet, was the last ship on which King had sailed. Ironically, some of his shipmates, such as Hilton Brown, had returned to South Africa on that ship to the very same place, Cape Town. According to the article, Brown, who had accompanied King on that fateful day, still experienced some anxiety disembarking in South Africa. Brown and another crewman, Wilfred Brown, were the last two Barbadians to see King alive. Milton King had been badly beaten by two South African policemen, J.J. Groenewald and Johannes Stephanus Hawke Visser, and had succumbed to his injuries in a South African hospital. Only one of the policemen, Visser, was charged and fined a meager £10. Sadly, the attendants at King's funeral comprised just members of the crew, along with the clergyman and his wife. None of King's family attended, as his wife Clarine and their three young children, Gertrude Janet, Milton Anthony Courtright, and Milton Anthony Richard, all resided in Barbados, and information regarding his death took some time to reach the island's shores. The uneasiness Hilton Brown and fellow crewmen felt was understandable during this period in South Africa. The Strategist spent 4 and 7 days at Cape Town and Durban respectively. In 1951, South Africa was at the zenith of apartheid. However, these seamen were no stranger to its racial laws, as Brown and others had faced racism in South Africa, such as being denied service at certain hotels, which were for Europeans only. Yet, this time it was different. A fellow Barbadian, shipmate, and friend had died cruelly, and thus King's death brought home the ultimate consequence of apartheid. This underscored the precarious nature of being black in South Africa, as these black West Indian seamen were indistinguishable from black South Africans.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.